Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
But we're going to go north, Hields. A lot of optimism about the year up there for the Cowboys. James Maloney now on the coaching staff. I think it's been a wonderful buy-in from all reports I'm getting. They're just loving having him on board. James, a very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, fellas. How are you?
Good. Let me throw you under the bus straight away. Bronx, boys being boys, or we wrap them over the knuckles and we move on?
Mate, I don't know anything about it, so I'm just keeping to myself up here. I think something popped up yesterday, but I don't even bother looking at it, mate. I'm past that.
When you do have a look at it, you will imagine yourself in the middle of it. You would have been right in the middle of the pylon, I reckon. It was quite funny for some. Like, it was quite an amusing little thing that probably can't happen in public anymore. But, So, welcome to Townsville, mate. How have you set it in from, what, did you go from France to Townsville?
Yeah, pretty much. I sort of had a week and a half stopover in Sydney. And then it all sort of, the plans changed and we headed north. So, it's been good, mate. Settled in after Chrissy, the wife and the kids have all moved up now. And, we're settling in well. And I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, it's been hot enough for you.
We're pretty lucky pre-Christmas, everyone was telling me. And then after probably the last few weeks after the cyclone come through, we had a couple of days that were just absolutely stinking. And I was like, oh, now I know what they mean about being a bit lucky pre-Christmas. So, the boys are working hard, mate. They come off every session looking like they've jumped out of a pool. So, it's a bit of a challenge for, I suppose, the conditions up here.
Hey, we knew the roster, the Roosters were an option. And, you know, you've obviously got to get the tick from Jessica because you've got four kids. So family behind you in this, mate, obviously?
Yeah, mate, we did. I said to Jess that the deal we always had was she's moved everywhere for my football and stuff like that. So once I was done, she had the choice of where we went. So when the option to come up arose, I sort of looked at her. I said, "It's your call. You know, if you don't want to, we don't want to go up there, then we won't." But no, she was happy. She was excited. She said, "It's another challenge and another adventure." So let's go. And here we are, and we're enjoying it so far.
Yeah, you're just two beautiful dialects that you've taken your family into, that beautiful French language, and now you get the Queensland, the North Queensland one.
I'm sure it's got that real southern draw up here, doesn't it? Yeah. The northern draw, probably.
Hey, and with A on the end. What are you called an assistant coach or are you specific to attack?
Yeah, the assistant coach, just looking after their attack, basically. So we've got Justin Morgan who's doing the defence, and then Toddy's oversees it all. And, so fingers crossed we're scoring plenty of points this year. It'll make my job easier.
It's such a big job. When I started to break it down in my head, you've got the backs and how the back line wants to play as a group, and then the individual skills. And then the forwards, you know, do you work at the forward pack attack as well?
Yeah, trying to sort of piece it all together. I suppose with the middles, you know, you just keep their job pretty simple. You know, we don't want to overcomplicate it too much. They get a lot of work done, and the more work they do, that the old brain up there stops ticking that much.
Oh, I bet.
The old pumpkins go on, so we keep their job pretty simple for them. But, it's a challenge. For me, obviously, it's my first sort of time delving into the coaching, so it's something that I'm enjoying. That's another challenge for me, and it's hard to sort of know where we're at now, because I'm sure if you spoke to the other 16 teams, mate, they're all killing it at the moment. No one's lost the game, so
yeah,
we'll have to wait and see, and time will tell.
Hey, seismic shift up there with the leadership. Jason Tamalolo, Chad Tansen replaced by Tom Dearden, Reuben Cotter. Did it go well, mate? Was that as seamless as Todd and the coaches thought it would have happened?
Yeah, it appears so. I think, Jason Chatty were more than happy, and they're still playing a really vital role for us up here in the leadership stakes and helping Rubes and Tommy through. You know, it's their sort of they're stepping up to the bar, but it's nice that they've got those senior boys there to lean on. I think that's going to help their leadership, and at the moment it's all seemed to go pretty well.
Hey, we know about your experience. I mean, 300 plus first grade games, Origins tests, a couple of premierships, etc. Do you like to make Dearden a pet project for you?
I don't know that I make any certain ones. I'd like to think, there's quite a few. Obviously Tommy's up there, and we've got a Jake Clifford and young Tom Duffy and all that is there as well. So obviously I'd like to think other halfbacks, there's something there that I can teach them, and I can sort of work with them there. But I'd like to think that I can do that with a lot of the boys in a lot of different positions, having played with, a lot of quality players in different positions, and understanding sort of what they did. And so I suppose that's the challenge for me. I think as a coach, you coach the team, to get them all on the same page. But I think you've still got to develop the individuals and their own skill sets and things like that as well. So, plenty of work to do.
Yeah, I've read a couple of times how impressed they were with what you said in your interviewing time. When you got to get on the paddock with the squad, were there any structural changes you saw that the squad needed, or are you just happy to make them better at what they've been doing?
Yeah, I think we're sort of playing a bit different. Not a complete overhaul. I don't think they needed to sort of change everything, but there's a few things I thought we could do a little bit differently, and maybe some variations that could open up a bit of space and time for certain players. So that's things we've worked on. I think they're progressing in the right direction. They all seem to be happy to sort of follow and understand, what I'm thinking and how I sort of view the game and that sort of stuff. It's probably a little bit different to a lot of the stuff they've done before, they also, pretty involved in it, which is good. So hopefully we can have some success.
Hey, what about fitness levels? We know the year before last, they were supremely fit, and we know how far they went. Last year, it was almost a conspiracy, with World Cup and so many things going on in the off-season, that perhaps they didn't come back as trim and taut as they might have been, and probably suffered from that. Where are they at this year, mate?
Well, I think they've all had big pre-seasons this year. Obviously, the hard part, I suppose, if you're a player, when you miss semi-finals and stuff the year before, you end up a lot earlier back to work in November and stuff like that. So at the moment, mate, everyone's sort of had a lot of K's under their belt. Obviously, the challenge up here with the temperature and the weather is, get the work into them, but not absolutely cook them either. You don't want them sort of getting to the season and they're absolutely knackered. So that's a sort of a real challenge up here. But Toddy and all the high performance department have seen all over that. So, I'm happy with where they're at. I think Toddy's pretty happy with where they're at.
Good.
Time will tell. I don't think fitness will be an issue if we're not winning games. That'll be something else we need to sort out.
Hey, just quickly, we'll let you go. I know you've got work to do, but is there a kid that excites you amongst this list? I mean, you've got an immense talent, through your spine, but is there a kid that we should be watching out with at some point this year in a Cowboys jersey?
Oh, mate, I reckon there's probably 10 to 15 that are exciting me at the moment.
Mm.
I think that the boys, across the squad, I think we've got a pretty even roster. You know, we've got some experienced guys, some sort of guys that are sort of 27, and you know, we've got plenty of kids that are probably, I don't know, 22 to 24, or you know, which is really young, and they've only played sort of maybe 30 odd first grade games. You know, so there's so much development in those boys there, and obviously. There's plenty of them coming through.
Yeah.
So without singling out one, mate, I think there's hopefully plenty that will have big years up here.
Yeah, hey, great first game too. Good first game to look forward to. 10th of March, Dolphins at Suncorp.
Yeah, mate, it's not a bad place to play, old Suncorp. So it's just on the wrong side of the border, but other than that, it's a good place.
great to chat this morning. As I said, the raps have been enormous from what I'm hearing down here, that it's all going beautifully up there. And Queensland loves it when the Cowboys are strong.
Yeah, mate, I'll be loving it too if we're strong. So fingers crossed, eh?
Yeah, thanks, James.
James Maloney, thanks for your time today. Really appreciate it.
Too easy, fellas. Have a good one.